Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Wednesday, July 20th. And it's funny, every single year I feel like we do this debate. It's not that it's quite played out, but it just pops up organically because this is what people love to do. They love to compare. You know, I read a great quote somewhere that comparison is the thief of joy. Well, I'm going to be the thief of joy and steal it from you when I float this as the opening question. Is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game the best All-Star Game? Comparing it, obviously, to the NHL All-Star Game, I don't think anybody thinks much of that. Comparing it to the NFL Pro Bowl, which, yes, does a high rating because it's football, duh. And then you've got the NBA All-Star Game. And you guys know me. I gassed up basketball, my love for hoops the other day on the podcast. I actually got some texts from some friends who were like, man, you really do love basketball. And I think the NBA All-Star Game is head and shoulders number one. I mean, you get to see the best players on the planet playing more than like one or two at-bats, which is what baseball has. And that game now with the Elam ending, which I didn't even think was like a cool thing, now is kind of cool at the end of the NBA All-Star Game. Makes it competitive. It's just like how they change things up just a little bit with this NBA play-in tournament, which people are like instantly, they're like, I don't know about play-in. That's kind of lame. And I was like, oh, exciting. One game playoff. Hello. Fun. More gambling. So like the small changes to basketball have been good. I don't know if on a late Tuesday night in the middle of July, if people are staying in to watch the baseball All-Star Game. I do remember as a kid, I must have been like 11 or 12. I was like a huge baseball card collector. I was like reading the sports page because I was doing fantasy baseball. This was by hand. There was no Yahoo Fantasy League or ESPN Fantasy. I was like keeping stats. And like if the San Francisco Giants played the Dodgers and I had the Hackman, Jeffrey Leonard. I know producer Rob has no idea who that is. He probably wasn't even born at that time. But if I had to wait on Jeffrey Leonard's stats, I couldn't get them the day after. I had to wait to the next day because the newspaper, you know, had an early printing. And if the game went late, you have to wait another day to get the stats and update them. So I was like a stat nerd for baseball back in the day. So I would like sit in front of the All-Star game and kind of like write stats for the guys and who was good. I would also do this for bowl games. Yes, college football bowl games leading into the draft. I was a bit of a nerdy sports guy. And obviously, you know where this comes from, right? I don't need to rehash my sports background. I was a good youth athlete. And then everybody got big and hit puberty. And I didn't. And they just lapped me. And I was so crestfallen that I just wasn't becoming the superstar athlete that some of my buddies were, that I just went the alternative route. My parents were like, well, Jason, you still like sports. Why don't you write about it? And that's what I started doing for like the school newspaper. And then I went to the local newspaper for like an internship when I was 16. I still can remember to this day driving my mom or dad's Volvo. We were, you know, a safety family. My dad was in safety, has written books about safety for the government. He worked for the government in safety, then wrote books about safety. And so we had Volvos growing up. And I would drive the Volvo to the internship at this newspaper called the Connection Newspapers. It was like in Fairfax County, Virginia. And I would drive this again, guys, this is pre-computers. A lot of stuff was done by hand. You had to like wait for the calls from the local baseball teams after the game. And I would like take the score down. And if there was like a good pitcher or hitter who had like a grand slam, you'd get to get the name. And then maybe I'd interview the kid. It was fun. It was unpaid, but it was fun. And I never forget driving on the same highway route. It was only like a 20-minute drive, but it felt cool. You know, it's like, shucks, I got a license. I'm 16. I get to put the windows down. I was listening to like Dave Matthews, all nerdy on the highway. And it was just, it was awesome. I was big into sports, but I loved baseball at that time. And guys, I have to say right now, I going to games at Dodger Stadium is awesome. I will be going to a game with the family soon. I went to a couple games already this season. It's great. It's outstanding. But sitting at home trying to take in 2 or 3 hours of a baseball game is really tough in the middle of the season. The All-Star game, a little bit better, obviously, because it's all superstars, but they're only getting 1 or 2 at-bats, and then they give way to like the second tier. Meanwhile, in the NBA All-Star game, you know it's Curry jacking up 30 shots. That's my guy. And then LeBron doing his thing, and Kevin Durant, and the NBA All-Star game definitely wins out. And I don't think Rob will argue with me, but it's possible that producer Rob, producer to the stars, likes the MLB All-Star game more than the NBA All-Star game.
You know what, Jason? You took us down memory lane. I appreciated the nostalgia. I appreciated you admitting that you were a nerd back in the day. I could have never guessed that based on the way you are now. No, but look, I've been very upfront. I do not enjoy baseball very much at all. Like, it's just not for me. It's a little too slow. That's full disclosure. Having said that, Major League Baseball easily has the best All-Star game in American professional sports. I don't even think there's a close second in this regard. Now, as far as last night's game goes, being in LA, Clayton Kershaw getting the opening pitch, you know, obviously was a big moment. I had some friends who were in the building and they said, you know, just the buzz leading up to it, because just like our guest the other day, Edward Egros, said, we don't know how much longer Clayton Kershaw is going to be playing, much less performing at an all-star level. So people were taking it in, you know, and the buzz just before the game was palpable. Having said that, you know, as the game goes on, it's a lot of guys you probably don't root for ordinarily. So, you know, it wanes as you get later in the game. But that's not the point. The point is, unlike the NBA, which I know you are the most fond of, you know, Steph Curry, I think he had, what, 50 points in the last All-Star game, something stupid like that. There is no defense in the All-Star game.
In that neighborhood. Yeah. Not quite 50. I don't have the exact number.
Was it 48? Because he had like 15 threes.
It was like 48.
Threes,
I think it was 48,
threes.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no defense. There's zero effort outside of the last 2 minutes. That's only if it's close, because the new Eli Manning, that's one thing it did do that made it better. Most of the guys are just joking around. You know, Giannis is trying to shoot threes like Steph. Steph's trying to dunk like Giannis. Like, it's just a hot mess. It's just, you know, something that was already messy got heat applied to it and got even messier. The one thing that Major League Baseball has going in its favor, again, I'm not even a baseball fan, is that even though you're only getting one inning of your favorite player, maybe two if you're lucky. The fact remains is if you get Randy Johnson versus Barry Bonds for one at bat, you get the best of Randy Johnson and the best of Barry Bonds. You just see what happens. I don't care that I'm only seeing Alex Rodriguez for an inning and a half, because for that inning and a half, he's actually playing hard. He's actually doing what he's supposed to do. You're getting his best effort. And that's something that you cannot duplicate in football, obviously, because the guys will get hurt. And you can't duplicate in basketball because these guys are too buddy-buddy with each other. And because there is a little bit of contact, again, they don't want to risk the injury. Baseball, there's zero contact. The chances of you getting hurt in 10 pitches is slim to none. So yeah, that's why, to me, Major League Baseball has this one in a row. I don't think it's close.
It's funny. I think the Pro Bowl, if they scrapped the Pro Bowl and did like just 100-meter races of the fastest guys in the NFL, you take like the 16 fastest or the 20 or whatever, and you have a couple heats, and then you have a second run. But of course, you probably have a bigger injury risk of sprinting the 100-yard dash as opposed to like playing in the Pro Bowl, because it's basically two-hand touch. And you can't really get hurt. I guess if you pull a hammy badly in February at the Pro Bowl, you should be back in time for September. But there have been injuries.
Unless you're James Harden.
Yeah, James Harden, the forever injury. The hamstring that won't stop.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Speaking of football, can I crowbar in two quick football things since we're not going to really talk about football?
Do it.
Rob, I saw one, both of these are kind of funny. Leonard Fournette is apparently weighing in at 260 pounds, and Bucks coaches are upset. I just want to put this in perspective for Tom Brady. He decides to come back. Bruce Arians abruptly resigns. Rob Gronkowski says he's retiring. Even if Brady calls, he's done. He's finished. Godwin is coming off surgery. Probably won't be ready until at least Halloween at like the earliest. Maybe it might be Thanksgiving. And now Leonard Fournette's up to over a deuce and a half. 260. I know we're excited about the Bucs this year, but Tom Brady is not going back to the team that 2 years ago won the Super Bowl. This is not that Bucs team. Offensive line's a little different. The skill position players are gone. I think the defensive line's had some changes. I know a lot of people are penciling in the Bucs as like the best team in the NFC South, but I would not sleep on those Carolina Panthers or the New Orleans Saints. I'm just putting that out there. Rob, I know it's not nice to talk about a guy's weight, but 260 for Fournette?
Yeah, I mean, if that's true, that is not good at all. Now, he kind of did push back on it, saying that that is fake news or something along those lines, saying that was not true. However, would I be shocked if it was true? I mean, Leonard Fournette is naturally a very big running back. Like, he's a power running back. So the idea that his weight could fluctuate in the 250-plus range wouldn't be the most shocking news to me. But to your point, assuming Jameis Winston is not a total dumpster fire, I think the New Orleans Saints can give the Tampa Bay Buccaneers everything they can handle in that division.
Yeah, their wide receivers are so much better.
Yeah, and their defense, historically, since Brady has been there, and even before that, they've been a problem for that Buccaneers offense. Didn't matter who they had at quarterback, which skill position guys they had, that New Orleans defense has been really stingy. So obviously we got to see what goes on with Alvin Kamara. You know, there's a suspension looming allegedly. We'll find out. But if Jameis Winston can just not turn the ball over, which has been his bugaboo, you know, up until last season, this could come down to the last month of the season, no doubt, in that division. Yeah.
They do have the new coach, Allen, who was great defensively last year, but we just don't know if offensively they'll be there. I did go check, as you were speaking, Rob, Leonard Fournette's Instagram, because we all know in the offseason, everybody is in the best shape of their life, including yourself and myself. I went to Leonard Fournette's Instagram. Zero videos of him looking swole in the gym and getting jacked. There is a video of him being a Celsius partner, and he's in the gym, but he's just sitting there holding the drink and not lifting any weights. And this was about 6 weeks ago. Listen, if you are Jack Leonard Fournette and you are cut up like a rock chiseled out of granite and you're ready to plow and dump truck every Atlanta Falcons defensive back and safety and linebacker, because, you know, you should, give us the videos, bro. I mean, we all see TJ Watt lifting like 2,000 pounds, I mean, and squatting everything in the entire gym. Like, Fournette, get in there, bro.
Well, quickly,
the other funny
Jason,
story.
Hold on, before you get to that, is there any family that enjoys posting workouts or positive videos about themselves more than the Watt brothers?
No, I would say no.
It's like them and like Russell Wilson. Like, if anything they do that's positive, it's in the gym or it's, you know, a workout or it's an act of a good deed. They absolutely got a camera crew on hand at all times.
I'll give them this. They were underdogs, career underdogs. I mean, J.J. Watt famously was delivering pizza in college before blowing up. Like, they were not supposed to be here. And now, I mean, J.J. Watt's a Hall of Fame lock, and T.J. Watt is well on his way. So I'll give them credit. And listen, I get some grief from my guy Daniel Jeremiah over at NFL Network every time I post basketball highlights of me playing. It's like, dude, do we need highlights of you in the gym? I was like, why not? Daniel, why not? It is fun. I'm living my best life. I'm having fun. And I said this to you earlier in the week, like, you kick the bucket tomorrow, it's over. Like, I just want everybody to know I had the most fun possible. I was not having fun. I was hooping. I played a lot of hoops Tuesday morning. I should not have given the injury, but I plowed through it. And you guys don't need another hoop story, but there was two young guys in the gym who were playing one-on-one, and we're like, hey, you guys want in our 5-on-5 full court? They're like, yeah. And this one kid, I mean, you know, he's probably like 6'1", slithery guard. He tells me he's a senior at Westchester High School. Rob, you know the one that produced like Trevor Ariza, Tyson Chandler, all these pros. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy's lefty, just money. And he was playing against a guy who I don't think he played at Prairie View A&M, but he goes there and maybe he plays like on the practice team or whatever. He could go. And these guys were awesome. And I'm just like, this is fun. I love it. Basketball is a great workout, and I've rambled enough about basketball. Back to football. Rob, the other quasi-funny story. Now, I don't know if this is a meme that I missed or if it's real, but have you heard about this new Netflix documentary called The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist about Manti Te'o?
No.
First of all, is it real or fake?
I have not heard about that, no.
I mean, again, all I saw is like one of these, you know, it's like the screen grab of Manti Te'o in the water. You can see like his head up. Maybe he was like, I don't know, like what do they call that? A second baptism or what have you? But that's what it looks like is happening. And it's like untold, crossed out, the girlfriend who didn't exist. The Manti Te'o story. Now, if this is fake, I'm embarrassed. I'll take the L. You guys can mock me. I wouldn't be shocked if this was a real thing, because I guarantee you I will watch that. And we have at least two Notre Dame grads who listen to this podcast. I know they're very excited for it, if it happens. But the Manti Te'o story, oh my gosh. Do you even remember that, Rob?
Absolutely.
You were probably in high school maybe, or no?
No, I was in I was in radio by then. I'm almost positive, because I think I was like a highlight editor at the time, and I just remember that being like the big topic for weeks on the show that was on while I was working. Like, everybody and their mother had an opinion about what was going on with Manti Te'o.
And yeah, I've kind of forgotten what the genesis of it was, but the bottom line is what?
He got catfished.
He got catfished, and then he tried to like play it off because he got embarrassed because he talked about getting catfished when he didn't know he was being catfished in like national interviews.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah. I mean, look, because of him, MTV got in like a decade's worth of content because of that show Catfish. Like, we didn't know what that was until Manti Te'o became a thing. And remember, that was like a big talking point before one of the bowl games, I think, or one of like the big championship games near the end of the season. It's like, you know, he's playing with a heavy heart. He lost his girlfriend and his grandmother or something in the same week. And then you find out, you know, a few months later that it was a guy. And it's just... blows your whole mind.
It's kind of funny. Some of the memes, somebody sent me this thing. It says, leaked nude photo, and there's like a shower with nobody in it with the water running, of Manti Te'o's girlfriend taking a shower. And there's just it's just nobody there. It's kind of funny. So I don't know if this is real. I really hope it is. And again, if I'm way off, no, this is real.
If it's real,
okay,
we're watching
it. Okay, here
it
is. We
will do a review
real.
on the podcast on what we thought of the movie.
So there's a trailer for Manti Te'o's fake girlfriend, and that's going to be mandatory viewing.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we will wrap up since I didn't realize we go that long, Rob. Rob got us started on that, going down the best All-Star Game podcast, best All-Star Game discussion. We will quickly go into the latest with the Lakers because you guys can't get enough of the Lakers. I heard Dave McMenamin, by the way, nice guy. I think he might have done the podcast. He's done my Saturday radio show back when I had it. But Dave McMenamin had an incredible stat. And this goes to show, I do believe, and I'm in the minority, I'm on an island by myself, Jason McIntyre Island, it's only for crazy people right now. I am one of those people who believes Russ and the Lakers can perhaps figure it out. This is one reason why. According to Dave McMenamin of ESPN, the following Lakers from last year's roster are currently unemployed. So some, I don't know if it was LeBron or Rob Pelinka got these guys last year, but they currently have no job. Avery Bradley, Kent Bazemore, DJ Augustin, Wayne Ellington, Carmelo, Trevor Ariza, Dwight Howard, Rajon Rondo. All eight of those guys were on the Lakers last year playing actual minutes. They're not even in the league right now. I mean, that just shows you how bad this roster was last year. Now, I don't think by any stretch that what they have cooking now is like NBA Finals material, and they're at best they're second tier in the West, right? Everybody likes the moves they made on the wing. Obviously, Austin Reeves coming back is big, but for the Lakers, I mean, you know, they're not a great team, but they're better than they were last year. I think Rob, we would agree. A healthy LeBron, healthy AD. Can I say a motivated Russell Westbrook? I don't even know if that's like a thing, but I'm hoping it's a thing. They're going to be better than they were last year. There's no denying it. Talen Horton-Tucker's obviously back. Stanley Johnson is back. And, you know, Rob, they're going to be better than they were last year, but they're not as good as Warriors, Nuggets, Clippers. For my money, those are the top three. I think they could easily be as good as the Suns, no? I mean, other than the Suns and the Mavericks are probably better than the Lakers. Memphis, we'll see, year two with some expectations. They caught everybody by surprise last year. I mean, Memphis snuck up on a lot of people and just blasted them. Minnesota, I like a lot. I would put Minnesota in that second tier. Maybe the second tier is now like five teams deep. Pelicans are there. Like, Lakers have their work cut out for them. It ain't going to be easy. But, Rob, I'm sorry, I have faith. It's still LeBron James, no?
Yeah, I mean, well, to your point, if LeBron and AD are healthy, they could have ran back the same team from last year and they'd be better. I mean, the fact remains that if for most of the teams in the NBA, if you take out the top two players on each team for 40% of the season, you're probably not going to be very good. Like, that's just reality. Now, having said that, I don't think that Russell Westbrook will be with the Lakers on opening night. I believe that a trade.
All right, where's he going to be?
Free agent? I don't know, but whoever he goes, he's going to get cut. You know, that's not. I don't think that's a secret. But I don't think he's going to be back. Having said that, if he is on the team and they do have this new roster with LeBron and AD and Russ at the forefront, to your point, in a playoff setting, assuming they're healthy, the only two teams that are up, to your point, the only three teams that I think that they just have no shot of beating will be the Clippers, Warriors, and Nuggets. Other than that, like, there's nobody that scares me because LeBron and AD are such a massive mismatch for almost anybody they go against. You want to put Luka on the... fine. Okay, Luka cannot stop LeBron and AD. You want to talk about the Phoenix Suns. LeBron and AD, who had only played like five games together with their new team before the playoffs, were up 2-1 in the first round before AD got hurt. Like, I know that it's trendy to pile on the Lakers, and rightfully so, because they were such a dumpster fire last season. And the Russell Westbrook situation has been an abject failure, to say the least. The fact remains is those two guys, still, nobody in the NBA has an answer for. Nobody. Like, if you want to play big and have AD at the four and LeBron at the three, there's no better combination three and four in the NBA than those two. You want to play small with LeBron at the four and AD at the five, there's no better combination in the NBA at the four and the five than those two. So provided that the rest of the guys can play defense and hit the occasional open jumper, you're going to be in a playoff series with damn near anybody, save for the Warriors, the Nuggets, and the Clippers. So I don't think they're going to run it back, but if they did, I don't think them making a run to the conference finals would be like the most shocking thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, my guess is LeBron would not even be matched up with Luka if they met in the playoffs. That would be a job for Lonnie Walker or Stanley Johnson. And don't scoff, guys. Those guys are good defenders. You can't have LeBron trying to contain Luka. That's a mismatch. So anyways, I do like this Lakers team. I also want to add, all these guys on Twitter who are begging the Lakers to get Kyrie Irving. I've said be careful what you wish for. I want to add this. Rob, why wouldn't the Lakers do Russ a draft pick or two for Buddy Hield and Miles Turner? And I ask you this because I floated this on social media and all these people were like, well, Mark Stein said that's not going to happen. Listen, Wojnarowski said they've been discussing something of that ilk for months. I'm sorry, like, I'm not doubting Mark Stein, but I'm going to side with Woj here that's still on the table. Remember, Buddy Hield was a client of Rob Pelinka, former agent. The other Pelinka client, Eric Gordon, is in Houston. He's also in talks to go to the Lakers. They need a shooter, and Kyrie is not a spot-up shooter. Buddy Hield would be great. I know they already picked up two centers. I mean, you know, Damian Jones, who I don't even know if he played 20 games in the league last year. And I forget the other guy's name. Thomas Bryant, who's nice. He's kind of a stretch five. But if you can get Miles Turner and Anthony Davis, Rob, why wouldn't you do that? It's two great interior defenders. And Buddy Hield and LeBron? Like, I just don't understand this insistence to get Kyrie because, oh, well, he's a star. He's an all-NBA guy. You don't need another star. You've got LeBron and Anthony Davis. Get the role players and fill it out. I mean, Buddy Hield is good. Remember when I said getting Malik Monk was huge? And Chris Broussard was like, give me a break. Malik Monk is nothing. I told him Monk would have at least one 30-point game, maybe a 40. It happened like the first month of the season. Monk started playing, was great. And Broussard was like, okay, yeah. Monk got paid. Now he's in Sacramento. LeBron gets these shooters paid because he creates open shots. Rob, quick, who's the best shooter on the Lakers going into next season? If you say Austin Reeves, we got some problems.
As sad as it's probably LeBron James right now.
I think you're probably right. I mean, Mac McClung hasn't made the team, but he's got about 17 million highlight reels.
Oh, he's not even on the team anymore. He left the Lakers summer league team.
Why? Where'd he go?
I think he went to Golden State.
Oh my gosh, dude, his highlight reel, I just saw it, from the summer league was off the charts. Yeah. Guy was outstanding. I mean, like, listen, he's a 6-foot white guy who could do some dynamic things, but I don't know if he's an NBA guy.
Yeah, I think that's why he left, because once the Lakers gave their two-way deals to the guys out of the draft, it became pretty clear, you know, that...
Who was it? Pippen and...
Scottie Pippen Jr. And the steal of the non-drafted guys, Cole Swider.
Former Syracuse gunner.
Yeah, he can shoot. I mean, I don't know what else he does, but yeah, I consider him off limits in all Kyrie trade.
Off limits. What, 6'7" white guy who can just
like
stroke it?
He's like 6'9". I think he's mixed, but he can really shoot.
All right.
Okay, but to answer your question.
Buddy Hield and Miles Turner for Russ and one or two picks. You know the Pacers are going to say, give us two.
Sure.
And if you're the Lakers, the only problem there is you do that, you're done. You have no other ammo. I guess maybe THT, whatever his market is. Maybe Kendrick Nunn, enter laugh here. I would sooner do Buddy Hield and Turner and for Russ and two picks.
I don't hate it. I mean, before this Kyrie thing even became an option, you and I have talked on this podcast about, you know, if the Lakers could turn Russell Westbrook into Hield and Brogdon, you know, that's exactly the kind of move they need to make. You know, you fill out your depth, you get some shooting, you get some more ball handling a little bit, and you let LeBron and AD be LeBron and AD. Now, I will say with the hypothetical Buddy Hield, Miles Turner return, it definitely raises the floor a lot more than a Kyrie Irving trade does, because you have the depth, you have two guys who both can shoot, so that is theoretically perfect complements to LeBron and Anthony Davis. However, Kyrie Irving is such a special talent that the ceiling with him is higher, I believe, than with Hield and Turner. Because
he's a star.
No, not just that he's a star, but I just ultimately, when you get to the playoffs against the best teams, and we saw this in the finals, you know, Steph Curry could get what he wanted. It didn't matter. Klay Thompson at this stage couldn't really do that. Jordan Poole could only get you like 15 a game. Andrew Wiggins was getting all of his off backdoor cuts and putbacks and rebounds, things like that. Like, the only guys you can absolutely 1,000% count on in the playoffs are the stars. Every other role player, it's hopefully KCP has a good night. You know, maybe Tim Hardaway Jr. can have a couple of threes in this game. We're hoping for that kind of action. But on a night-to-night basis, you're counting on Steph. You're counting on Luka. You're counting on Durant. You're counting on LeBron. And then from there, you're just like, whoever else comes with them, we'll live with it. And hopefully we get enough that night to win a game. So if you have Kyrie as opposed to the other two, you have three guys that you feel like you can count on. No matter what happens around them, those three guys are going to produce, and we just deal with the rest later.
Okay. The counter, and we don't need to go over this for the 17th time, Kyrie is always hurt in the playoffs. And, oh, by the way, he couldn't do jack squat against Marcus Smart when the Celtics swept their ass. Sorry, I had to get in two quick to Kyrie Irving digs. All right, Rob. So that's a wrap for today. We have two pretty incredible guests the next 2 days, one in the gambling space and the other in the NFL analytics that will be heavily gambling oriented. So we're getting close, folks. We're within a month of what preseason starts in less than a month, right? I think like 4 weeks. So get ready for football. I can't wait. Football season's so good. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.